Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Women's History Month. Let's talk about some of the super women on the Port Huron Police Force. Joining us right now from the PHPD, Lieutenant Nick Godwin. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Some fantastic women over the years, one of whom was recognized last night, Detective Sergeant Karen Brisby, right?
Yes, she was recognized at the Blue Water Woman of the Year for law enforcement. She retired last year, and she's pretty big pioneer for women, and especially the first black woman to be hired by the Port Huron Police Department. And she was such a role model for not just women, but men alike by her dedication, her heart, her drive. She spent a long time in the Detective Bureau and dealt with some of the most difficult cases with a lot of sexual assault and children and whatnot. And to handle those and the compassion that she had for her victims and to try to get justice was just amazing. So it's horrible that anybody has to deal with those, but she day in and day out had to read, listen, and talk to those victims. And so I can only imagine that having to do that, but she did a phenomenal job, promoted to sergeant towards the end of her career, did a few years there, and did a great job leading the men, women, the officers out on the road.
So many great opportunities today for women in the Port Huron Police Department. It really kind of started, though, with Diana Tramsky, didn't it?
It sure did. So the Port Huron Police Department was officially established in 1881, and Sergeant Tramsky was hired as police officer in 1981. So 100 years, a lot went on then, but she was the first one hired. She is such a, like I said, with Sergeant Brisby, a pioneer and a role model for young women, but also a role model for men. And she influenced so many lives, being a police officer, a sergeant, a trainer, and an explorer advisor, along with being a wife and a mother and raising three children. So I got to meet Sergeant Tramsky when I was 14 years old as an explorer at the State Academy. I was a part of a different police organization then, but seeing her and how she acted and just the way she carried herself was very professional, matter of fact, but just a phenomenal job.
Really inspirational for women and men, but especially for women to show them that, this is an opportunity, a career opportunity you might not have thought about.
Yeah, the there are no limits, and she showed that, in a definitely back then male-dominated field. The times are changing, but back then probably wasn't the case. Very few women and none at the Port Huron Police Department. So she paved that way and broke those barriers, which allowed, I think, others to have that confidence. That, yeah, she can do it, I can do it, and let's go.
Another trailblazer who just recently retired. And now that I'm seeing some of these people retire that I remember when they started in the police force, I'm thinking, man, I'm getting old here, but Marcy Kewen, too.
Yeah, so she was the a former Blue Water Woman of the Year and retired as the assistant chief, but much like Sergeant Brisby, started as a cadet, and then Marcy went into dispatch, got hired as an officer, did the community service officer position, promoted to detective, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and eventually retired as assistant chief. So, I mean, she definitely shows women that there are no limits to how high you can go. It just depends on how bad you want it and how hard you're willing to work.
Yeah, good for her. You had some other recent retirees that were women too, right?
Yeah, Detective Melissa McBride. She recently retired, and prior to her, Detective Elaine Butts. Both great mentors, hard workers that just show that, that you can do it, I can do it. Whatever you want, let's get it done.
And as they've retired, other women have come onto the force too, haven't they?
Yeah, today we have 9 women sworn in the department, which is about 16% of the force. And we have our crime analysis, who's a former police captain now that I think you'll get to meet next week, Melissa Jacobs, who is the handler for our grief support dog, along with her other duties that she does at the department. And, we have Officer Sly, who has been a canine handler for right about 20 years or so, is a master handler and instructor. Detective Phillips, who did a phenomenal job when she was on the road and the school resource officer, a lot of heart, a lot of passion. She grew up here and went to Port Huron High. So a lot of great women, and those are just a couple of them that we have on the road as officers. and new and younger women are coming in and increasing their numbers each and every year.
Of course, your records bureau has a lot of women, too.
Yes, and they are unsung heroes. I've mentioned them before of how much they do of the report typing, getting forms loaded up that the state has to have, organizing the training records, FOIA requests, which has become such a huge task, the keeping the accreditation and so much more. They just don't get enough credit. They're behind the scenes, but when you want a traffic crash report, you need this, you need that, they're the ones getting that done for you. So we can't say enough about them and the phenomenal job they do.
That kind of diversity is important in an organization like yours, isn't it? To have women with you know, maybe a different viewpoint, a different you know, way of looking at things sometimes.
It sure is. You know, if everybody's thinking the same way, then I think they say only one person thinking. So I know growing up on the road, going on calls with women who I was their backup and they were handling it, I learned so much from how the senior officers, in this case would be a woman, how she, what her mindset was, what the things that she said, the way she was going, when I'm thinking a totally different way, and I saw how effective her approach was and what she said, and I put that in my toolbox to use later because it worked probably better than what I was thinking of doing, and I want to be able to be that effective.
Yeah.
But
well,
without that leadership and influence, I wouldn't have had those tools and ideas, and things might have gone totally different on that call.
Yeah. So that's a great point. Well, during this month of Women's History Month, let's salute all the women of the Port Huron Police Department and in law enforcement in general. Good for them.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. Lieutenant Nick Godwin with us from the Port Huron Police Department at WPHM 17 past 8 o'clock now.